This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And this week on our Senior Moments program, we are all set to talk about senior safety with Napa Police Chief Robert Plummer, who's joining us here in studio. Chief, good morning once again.
Good morning, Barry. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. And we're focused on senior issues here today for Senior Moments. So does the senior population have any particular concerns safety-wise that maybe are not concerns of youthful people like myself?
Right. Yes, and myself. I think generally overall here in the city of Napa, I think our seniors are very well protected. I think they have a really good idea as to how to protect themselves and make sure that they don't fall victim to a crime. However, as with all segments of the population, more specifically for our seniors, I think that they tend to fall prey to financial scams that tend to exploit their financial fitness because they have worked all their lives and they have a significant amount of wealth that oftentimes those that prey on folks prey on the seniors because they have money. And seniors in their bless their hearts try to do the right thing for people, help people out, and scammers prey on that. So, mm-hmm. With tax season just quickly rolling up, I think the biggest one we were seeing was IRS scams, folks claiming to be IRS agents or that and demanding that folks would give over their money. And that tends to be, during the season. Then you'll see it through for health scam or health insurance scams, counterfeit scams, anti-aging products. So there's a tons of things that, our senior population is vulnerable to. But mm-hmm. I think for us as a police department and the rest of the law enforcement in the community, our job is really to educate the seniors as to what to look for.
Yeah.
And there's some helpful websites that I could hopefully direct our listeners to.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the scams that are run on senior population, and I think this tax-related scam, IRS scam, has been one of them, it comes from the telephone.
Correct.
A lot of people, I know I'm one today, I'm pretty wary of any time the phone rings. If I don't recognize the number, I'm not even going to answer it.
Right.
Seniors are a lot more likely, particularly on their landlines, I think,
right.
To go ahead and pick up the phone because that was the habit we developed over decades. And tell us how these scams, the tax scam particularly, and others that are on the phone, how do they play out? What should people be listening for to throw up a yellow flag?
Well, the first thing is that you got to know is that IRS or federal government or police departments or fire departments are not going to call you to solicit funds. Anytime you get a phone call from a government agency asking for money or asking for bank account information, credit card information, that's your red flag right there. Law enforcement, IRS, federal government, city government, they will not call you to ask you for payment or to follow up. Most federal organizations, specifically the IRS, they use mail. They use the old-fashioned mail, and you'll get something in the mailbox and give you a number to respond to. And if you're not sure, I would always tell them to go to irs.gov, look on their website, identify what it is that they're claiming to. But if someone's calling you and pressuring you into giving up your information, your bank account information, please do not do it. And you can tell them no, respectfully, and then verify that by going through irs.gov to make sure that the information is in fact correct. But no federal partners, no law enforcement, fire departments, they will not call to solicit funds or threaten you with arrest or put you in jail or say they have your family members. Those are all scams. And that's where really our scam artists have really perfected that nuance, because for them, if they can get one or two people out of the thousands that they call daily to give them, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, it's a successful day for them.
Exactly.
So anytime anyone calls to solicit anything, just deny it and mm-hmm. just tell them, I'll call on my time mm-hmm. and then follow through that way.
Mm-hmm. I've had a few where I will just kind of cut the person off and say, this is an interesting offer. Why don't you mail me something about that?
Right.
And that's usually the end of it.
That's usually the end of it.
If they won't say, yes, let me get your mailing address, we'll send you that packet.
Right.
you can guess right then it's not legit.
That's not legit, yeah. And really, you know, even being, I would just, even for our senior population, I'd be wary about giving out your address as well.
Well, that's true.
You know, because if someone is fishing for some information, now they know where you live, and they know you are a senior, so you put yourself in a vulnerable position.
Yeah.
I just, you know, just hang up and tell them I'll call you back, and you go to irs.gov and you make that phone call, or you call the City of Napa Police Department and say, hey, I'm receiving some calls. And we get those calls quite frequently that someone is being harassed by the IRS, and we then explain to them, you know, this is the process. And it's just a way to make sure that they don't fall victim to these scams, because these scam artists are relentless and they're brutal. And just how they go after our elderly population is horrible.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess, you know, if you're going to victimize people, you want to look for someone that you think is weaker or perhaps maybe a little less with it in terms of technology or the way things work. It's easy to convince someone who's a little confused or on medications and so on and so forth. A lot of people are in that position.
You know, too, what we find, too, with the elderly population is oftentimes they're isolated. They don't have a lot of contact with family. Or if they do, their family is not around, and then it's just someone to talk to. I mean, having elderly parents have since passed, but, you know, going to nursing homes or homes or assisted living places, folks just want to talk. And I think when someone calls them and starts to engage them in conversation with some niceties, they fall victim to that. And then next thing you know, that person who's a well-trained scammer knows what the right things to say and the right buzzwords. And then next thing you know, they've convinced, you know, John or Sally to send them $25,000, and that they'll come and visit them and thank them for this in person. And that's what they think. And, you know, we just hope that as more education that we tell our elderly population, our seniors, hey, don't fall victim to that. They're not going to – there's no – what we say, if it's too good to be true, it often is. And I think we need to remind our elderly population that, in fact, it is too good to be true oftentimes.
And something you'll often hear from people after they've been ripped off by somebody is, but they seemed so nice.
Yes, yes.
And that's part of the con is seeming nice.
Yeah.
And gaining your confidence. Right. That's why it's called confidence gain.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, for our elderly population, our seniors, it's just really, again, I mentioned they're looking for that relationship and what we all desire. We all desire a relationship. So I think it's important that we educate them as best we can and share with them places to go to avoid getting scammed and to really protect themselves. So.
In the past, a lot of people have been ripped off by the imposter grandchild story.
Right.
Is this one still going on?
It does happen often, or not as often. I've heard it here, but I've heard in other cities. You know, I think what happens is these guys are professionals. They're really good at what they do. They'll scour the obituaries. They'll look for a loved one that just passed, whether the patriarch or the matriarch, whichever one passed, and they'll come in and say, oh, I'm long lost so-and-so, and they'll do their research, because oftentimes if you look at obituaries, it talks about, right, all the family members left behind who are still living, and then they play to that that lone survivor and say, hey, here is, I was on this side of the family, and I was, and for seniors, they fall victim to that, and they become, it goes back to he was so nice and he must be family, because why else would he reach out to me in this time of need? And they're very vulnerable at that time, and they're in their most fragile state because they just lost their love of their life for how many years they were married. So that is one that still really baffles the mind as to how cold and callous people are that want to participate in those types of scams. But as you mentioned earlier, you know, it's a con. They're con artists, and they really perfect their trade. If they put that much energy into doing good things, be amazing what they could probably do from the con artist side. But yeah, that's still one that obituaries are a wealth of information for scammers. Identity thieves, that's another place where they will look and see who just passed, and they will quickly go out and obtain birth certificates or social security cards, credit cards, and the victim's names to use those right away. And whether it doesn't have to be elderly, it could be anybody that just recently passed, even a child, they will use those as a way to scam and create accounts and identity theft. It's one of the biggest problems plaguing the country from a financial white-collar crime aspect.
Yeah. We're talking about staying safe as a senior with Robert Plummer, chief of the Napa City Police Department, on our Senior Moments program for this week. Let's take a brief break, and we'll come back with more right after these messages. And we're back with Senior Moments for this week. And today we're featuring Chief Robert Plummer from the City of Napa Police Department. We're talking about seniors staying safe on our Senior Moments program. We were talking a little bit about the different kinds of scams that older people in particular can be subject to. It's not only older people, but there's a tendency to go after older people with some of these things. Do you still see people going door to door in the old fashion? A lot of the scams work over the phone, like we were talking about, but there's the old I'll pave your driveway, or I've got some leftover asphalt or paint or whatever.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard much of those, but I've heard of those in other communities. The usually run by gypsy organizations. They do a lot of those. They'll come in, promise to fix up, and they target. I mean, they know exactly where to go, the older neighborhoods where they generally have a higher population of seniors. I haven't seen those here, but in my previous organization, we saw those quite a bit. And they do, you know, same rule of thumb goes to phone scams is if you didn't order someone to come to your house and you didn't request someone to come to your house and fix something or take care of something, don't fall prey to that. Just tell them no thank you and then say I will call when I'm ready. One of the things too, another scam you'll see is where folks will report themselves to be members of a utility company or something to that effect and say that they're here to check on a gas leak. Well, you would know if you have a gas leak, you would have called in. So if they're saying that, that's a way for them to get into your house. And oftentimes what happens is while they have you distracted, they have a secondary person on the outside that once they have you distracted in the backyard, they know the front door is locked, they will follow in and then go in and enter your room, remove jewelry, your credit cards, cash. And you don't even know you're a victim until the next time you go to a store. So if someone comes to your door asking to come in because of an emergency, go ahead and call 911. Ask for the police and ask if there is a gas leak in my area, is there a power outage, whatever is occurring, and let the police validate that for you because that's usually a scam where folks are trying to make entry and they have you distracted in the backyard or looking at your gas main and someone sneaks into the house and they end up stealing so many valuables. So it's unfortunate that folks really prey on the elderly that way.
Mm-hmm. It's for a lot of people, like you're saying, trying to be nice, it's hard to say no.
Right.
It's hard to say, I don't trust you to somebody. That's a hard, direct thing to say. But you often need to.
Right.
Like you say, if you haven't asked for them to come, you haven't you haven't called the IRS, why would they be calling you?
Right.
Et cetera, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in that same vein, you know, we're a country that really likes people, care for people. We look out, this community really cares about people. So, You'll know the time. You know, and really you got to trust your instinct that if this doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. And, you know, we've all been wired to have that 6 cents, 7 cents, 8 cents, how many times it takes you. But you can realize that something isn't going on and trust that instinct and just say, you know what, I don't feel comfortable right now. And it's okay to do that and to say, you know what, and if they're truly legitimate and you say, I'd like to call the police department first, they'll stick around and wait if they're legit.
Exactly.
And if they're not legit, they will skedaddle as quickly as you say, I'm going to call the police. And so don't be afraid to do that.
I say that a lot these days. Yeah. People who don't have anything to hide
will stick around. Right.
Behave differently than people who have something
exactly.
to hide.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what about, speaking of the door-to-door and the other kind of crime in the neighborhood, what about these doorbell cameras? Mm-hmm. How do police officers like your chiefs like yourself feel about those?
You know, I think they're a great tool. In fact, I have cameras around my house. My house is have the Ring camera doorbell system. I have cameras around my house. I'm very comfortable with the Ring cameras and different doorbell systems. In fact, the Ring camera program has a neighborhood Ring neighborhood program where is once you join, you have a relationship with everybody that has a Ring camera in the community. As a police department, we really encourage neighbors to get the cameras. It does several things. Even if it doesn't prevent the crime, at least you may know who's come to your house. Who came and knocked on your door, and helps us identify and take someone into custody at a later date. But the cameras also are a deterrent. You know, when the bad guy sees a camera there or you put some sign in saying, hey, we're watching, they're very reluctant to use that house as – or just like with a dog. If it has a dog or you have cameras, bad guys don't want to be seen or don't want to be acknowledged. So I think cameras are a really good program. And one of the things that with our body cam program has is – where if you have digital camera systems and you there's a crime that occurred in your neighborhood or someone came to your door, the police department can come by or we can, or you can call us and we'll give you a code and you can send us that code and it'll be uploaded into a system, a cloud system that doesn't go on our phones or anyone. Just, you're just sharing that video and you put it into our system. So then we have historical data that we can go back and look in, especially if we have a neighborhood that's seen an increase in burglaries or scams where that are affecting the elderly. We can go back and see who's been going through neighborhoods and doing different things and hopefully identify who's committing these crimes. But I'm a big proponent of camera system. I think it's really good. I think if anybody, not just elderly, but anybody in the community can have invest in a camera system, I think it's money well spent. I mean, camera systems, you can go as simple as, you know, those cameras, I think, are like $200, the Ring doorbell cameras, which are great. And if you want to add a few more cameras, I think a total package is about $600. Not to advertise for or promote Ring, but any camera system. But I think it's really that peace of mind when you're not there. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, for the bad guys, they know that someone's watching. And, mm-hmm. and you would generally see houses with camera systems are not a victim of crimes as often because the bad guy knows that. So yeah. I would highly encourage that.
Cuts down on the stolen mail and yes. packages as well
yes.
as anything else.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for people who might be saying, well, that's all well and good, but I don't have the technology, I don't use computers, it doesn't have to be feeding to your house because it's internet-based.
Correct,
right?
And it goes to a cloud.
Yes.
So the Rings or most of these doorbell systems are all cloud-based and they go into a cloud where you don't – all you have to do is just be able to log into your phone, and mm-hmm. you can push a key, and you can look right there and see mm-hmm. what's occurring. And the nice thing is you can actually talk to the person if you feel inclined and
right.
say, why are you here? Mm-hmm. I don't want any, and leave. And then, you know, if they don't, some of these cameras have an alarm system. You push the alarm, and it rings the alarm and makes them run away.
Right.
Or you say, I'm calling the police, and then they will leave. So a good investment, really good investment.
Mm-hmm. Dogs are effective too.
Dogs are very effective.
Cats,
yes.
not so much.
Not so much. The cats, it depends if you got like a mountain lion, but but yeah, dogs are more effective. The burglars, when you look at studies where they've interviewed burglars, they've always avoided houses with dogs, with cameras, with yards that are very well maintained because they don't. They don't want to be spotted. They want to be seen. So if you have overgrown bushes in front of windows, it makes for a perfect hiding place for a burglar to sit there and mm-hmm. commit a crime prior to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, really taking care of what's going on in your house. And if any of our seniors in the community who are listening have a need or concern for kind of an evaluation of how safe their house is, you know, give the police department a call. We will send someone out to your house. Upon you calling us, not us calling you, but if you call us and say, hey, I'd like to have an evaluation of how everything looks from a safety standpoint, we will have one of our officers come out there and do that for you. That's mm-hmm. a service we provide,
yeah.
and it gives a good peace of mind.
Mm-hmm. Is it correct for me to assume that in Napa and communities like ours today, there's not really a whole lot of breaking and entering burglary kind of stuff going on? Is that my impression is it's more crime of opportunity where something's left out and it's easy to grab
yeah.
versus...
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not. You know, that's a good point, Barry. I don't see a whole lot of incidents where, or I haven't seen in a while, of where our houses are being broken into. We do have them. That doesn't. I'm not saying we don't have them, but like you said, most of them now are. They'll go by and they'll check doors on cars, and if their car doors are unlocked, they'll go in and ramble through and steal change or whatnot. Packages are left out on the doorstep. Sometimes, you know, depending on the level of criminal, but a smaller community like Napa. Where everyone knows everyone, and hopefully the key is that neighbors get to know their neighbors and know that, hey, there's someone at their neighbors and they're not afraid to call. You know, we just hired a new volunteer coordinator. Her name is Tina Tuchurka, and she is really big on neighborhood watch programs. One of the things I wanted to get instituted was really improve our neighborhood watch coordination, so she is working to promote that. And the neighborhood watch programs really do work. It's really just more about getting to know your neighbors. And, you know, in a community the size of Napa, it's a lot easier than a transient city like a big city like Las Vegas or San Francisco where, you know, people are coming and going, you know, cities of, you know, million plus. It's really hard to get mm-hmm. to know your neighbors. But mm-hmm. a city of 80,000, there's no reason why you don't know your neighbors to each side of you and across the street from you and say,
yeah.
hey, I'm going to be out of town, or, hey, can you grab my mail? Can you grab my newspaper? Because we got to look out for each other, and I think that's really where the Neighborhood Watch Program comes into play. And I'm going to do a little plug here if I could. tomorrow, May 1st, we will be doing the or today, May 1st, we will be doing the our Facebook Live post at 6 o'clock. Is going to be Facebook Live, and it's going to be on the volunteer program as well as the cadet program. And we're recruiting. Our volunteer coordinator, Tina Chichorka, is going to do a Facebook Live where people can log on and ask questions. She's going to do a presentation and then ask questions and become part of the Napa Police Department from the volunteer side. So that's today, May 1st at 6 o'clock. So.
And on the Police Department's Facebook page?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How's that labeled? Napa City Police?
Napa Police? Yeah, Napa Police Department.
Napa Police Department.
Yeah, Napa Police Department. If you just type in Napa PD, it'll pop up, and that's the only one. So.
Excellent. That's good timing.
Yeah.
So very good. We've covered a lot of things that have to do with seniors staying safe, everything from doorbell cameras to phone scams. What else might be on your mind in this topic?
You know, the only other thing I would just I'd ask is that we just look out for our elderly as we talk about abuse. You know, one of the things that oftentimes gets neglected is our elderly or seniors, again, as I mentioned earlier, have a nest egg, and they're prepared for that to ride out the rest of their life. But there's unfortunately some people that target that. And if you know of any elderly person that's being abused, not being taken care of, not receiving the medical attention or receiving the care that you may witness, it goes back to the old adage of see something, say something. From a law enforcement standpoint, we have to take care of our most vulnerable, which are often children and the elderly. So I just ask if you know of incidents or concerns that are occurring in and around your neighborhood, or you know something where someone's being affected, please call the police department. Let us know. We do have mandatory response, and then we do have first mandatory reporting by our nurses, doctors. So that's something that we should look out for, too, is abuse of our elderly.
All right. Very good. Chief Robert Plummer from the Napa Police Department here with us talking about senior safety on our Senior Moment program for this week. Thanks for being here, Chief.
Thank you very much.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.